Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Morning, Sam. How are you today?
Morning, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing well here. And I'm very stoked because I took your recommendation and got through all of Our Flag Means Death last week and loved it. So I'm excited to hear what we're talking about today.
Yeah. First of all, if you haven't listened to the Flag Means Death review, it's on the Bcast, so go check it out, BFM listeners,
don't
or check out the show
spoil
itself.
Don't spoil anything because I am yet to finish it.
Okay, no spoilers for Zoe.
No spoilers in the text machine. but today we're talking about Heartstopper, the new Netflix show, which is based on a graphic novel by Alice Oseman. And basically it follows these two 15-year-old kids in a English boys' school. I don't really know what the term is. It's not a prep school. It's, you know, it's just like a...
The grammar school, I think.
A grammar school. Yes, that's the term. Yeah, an English grammar school. Two boys. Nick and Charlie. Charlie is an out queer kid, about 15 years old. And Nick is, I think, like a year above him. He's you know, year 11 or something. They use the forms. I get confused.
The sixth form, fifth form, all those things.
Yeah. And they form an unlikely friendship because Nick is the hot rugby dude of the school and Charlie's kind of the musical queer kid that everyone kind of bullies. And it kind of follows their blossoming crush and romance, basically. And it is the most sweet show in the world. So Alice Oseman, the author of the graphic novels, and she also wrote some other novels based on some characters within the show and within her universe. She said that this is a book written for teens about teens, which you can compare to like other shows like Euphoria, which is definitely like a show which has teens as the main characters, but it's very much an R18 for adults show. This, I think, honestly, it might have a PG rating. Like, it's pretty, it's very sweet, very by the book, very watchable for young adults.
I think that's really nice because we've kind of talked about this in the past on this show about how there is a lot of like edgy teen TV out there, which is fine. I mean, that's always existed, but it's sort of nice to see stuff about teenagers that actually is a bit more like what it's like to be a teenager, like Sex Education, which is heaps of fun and very much like made at a level that if I had had that when I was 15, it would have meant a lot to me. I feel like this is the kind of show that probably will mean a lot to 15-year-olds watching it as well.
Yeah, so this show has torn through the gay zeitgeist. Every person I know who is a homosexual has watched it and cried so many tears. In equal parts because it's so cute and so sweet to see young queer love and young queer people being happy, whereas usually lots of queer media focuses on the more negative parts of being queer. You know, it's a sin. Euphoria is filled with, you know, homophobia and
queer tragedy.
Queer tragedy. It's very, I mean, even some other shows we've been watching recently, let's not name names, but, you know, have queer, not drama, but like very just upsetting queer storylines, whereas this is just ultimately sweet. And I, in my own personal lived experience, unrealistic to the extent that maybe nowadays it is more realistic.
Yep.
But everyone in the show, apart from like the token bullies, are pretty like, I know what LGBTQ is, and I know about the spectrum, and I know all of this information that I know a lot of people at my high school didn't fully understand.
Totally.
And to see like young queer kids coming out on screen, you know, there's equal parts, this is so cute, and I wish that could have been me when I was younger.
Totally.
I mean, a sentiment shared across a lot of queer people watching the show now that are a bit, you know, older.
I think that's a really good observation because I've definitely seen a lot of people in their like mid-late 20s talking about that, having watched this show and being like, it's a bittersweet thing to be like, I hope this is more reflective of what actually being a teenager at high school is a bit more like at the moment, or maybe aspirationally what it could be like if we, you know, move like a tiny degree to the left or something. But I think one thing I've found really cool is seeing a lot of people who loved the graphic novels say that the TV show lived up to their expectations, which is quite hard to do when you have a beloved cult book that has been, you know, thrashed about for a while, and then it gets the sort of much anticipated adaptation. Doesn't always live up to the hype, but this one seems to be getting pretty good feedback from the people who loved the original novels.
Yeah, I've heard that it's pretty closely adapted. Really closely adapted to the novel. I've also heard that Alice Oseman, the author, was very active on the set.
True.
She actually cameoed in episode 8 in the background of one of the shots, and her graphic novels are also placed throughout Charlie's room.
Cute.
So I have seen that she was heavily involved. So I'm pretty sure, I haven't read the novels myself. I was gonna go buy them this weekend.
Yay!
Because I just want to know, and I want to know what happens next. But
sounds like it got you good then, Sam.
Oh, it got me so good. I'm actually on my second watch of it. It's a breezy 8 episodes. Like every episode's 20 minutes long. 8
Sweet.
Episodes, fast paced. It doesn't like bloat itself with like too much melodrama. It's like we all know where we're gonna get to, but let's tell this story in a way that like makes sense. And
totally.
Apparently it like follows along with the graphic novels so well, and which is why it can be so short and snappy, because graphic novels kind of,
it's like a storyboard already.
Yeah, and they exist in a faster pace, you know, like I read all of the Sweet Tooth graphic novels over the last weekend, and that was like a sit down 3 big thick tomes, like done in 4 hours, you know. So it kind of just has that pace to it, which is quite nice. I think everyone can watch the show, which is lovely as well. There's like literally no depictions of or even references to sex, which I think is quite, for me, like I like my TV shows a bit gritty, but I think this is a really good text and from a media studies standpoint to
be able to
give to, you know, young kids and be like, you can all watch this and take lessons from it without it being us having to worry about like graphic sexual content.
Totally.
It's not Brokeback Mountain, you know?
No, it's not. And there's a time and a place for each of those things. So it sounds like a very nice show. Where is it and what is it again, Sam?
It's on Netflix. It's called Heartstopper. Set aside a good 3 hours to watch it. Get some tissues. Have a real fun time.
It sounds like a joyful way to spend a Friday evening. If you're having a quiet one in, this is what you could watch. Thank you so much, Sam. Have a lovely weekend and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Viewmaster, only on 95 BFM.